chapter 9, if you got a Bible. Luke chapter 9 is, pray for him. It's on my heart. The Lord would help him. I'll just give you a little something here. God will help me. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 57. It came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, the kingdom of God is most important, and souls are most important. Jesus seemed real radical here. That's because he is. If I use that word, I mean he goes to the very furthest with the gospel. I mean, I don't know of anything that Jesus put more emphasis on as the souls of men and doing his Father's will. And when you get into the Bible and you see what I just read to you, and see just how much Jesus put an emphasis on a man doing the will of God above all things, you'll find out that nothing in his mind is more important than a man doing the will of God. That does not minimize what he told us to do as far as natural things and certain responsibilities as a Christian. But it does show me the priority or the responsibility that he put on somebody that decides to go after him. And the Bible said here that the foxes have holes and birds have nests. Jesus was saying to that man that said, I'll follow you wherever you go. He was saying to him that, if you're going to do that, there'll be no rest in this world. There'll be no place to lay your head as far as a permanent dwelling, because this thing's a more to it, amen, than this what we found out in these days and times. I know that we live in 2018, and when you rightly divide this Bible and to make an application of what Jesus Christ was saying, thank God that you cannot, amen, get away from what his emphasis was in these verses, that the most important thing in an individual's life is the will of God, is doing what Jesus said. And it don't matter, friend, he was not minimizing the fact of a man taking care of his own. He wasn't minimizing the fact that family is important. But he was also making a priority or being so, thank God, pushed to the place that a man was to give God first in all things, and God would be first in the gospel. Thank God, no matter what come across a man's path. We're living in a soft and easy day now where there's not much. Amen. Sacrifice. Thank God, that's why Paul said, give your body to be a living sacrifice. Amen. It's not whether what I feel like or what I want. Amen. It's what God says. And when God says it tonight, it's just the way it is. Thank God, one time his mom and brethren come to him, and Jesus, thank God, was preaching the word, and they said, your mother and your brothers are here. And Jesus said, well, who is my mother and brother? Amen. Jesus said, them that do the will of the God of heaven's my brother and my mother. He put emphasis on a spiritual family. Thank God, above my friend earthly blood kin. Amen. Listen to me tonight. You're not going to get me to believe anything else. I know I'm one flesh with my wife on this earth. But buddy, we got further than that. We're born again brothers and sisters in the will of God tonight. That makes it Amen. Thank God better than just being married. Thank God we're in the same blood-bought family tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, brethren, and it's hard to get through this skull of ours. Amen. And it's really hard because of the pull and the influence, thank God, that people have. But Jesus even said the foes, thank God, of the gospel will come from your own house. Thank God. When the Jews got saved, thank God they disowned him because of them receiving Christ as the Messiah, amen, and the one that was sent by God to redeem them. And if a Jew got saved, you might as well know that they was going to be forsaken and denied by their own family. If they got baptized, they'd about want to kill them to identify what their profession was, amen. But we're living in a day now, and God help us. Amen. We feel like, thank God, these people walked where they went, rode a camel one. Thank God, we got automobiles. Thank God, air conditioned building, padded pews. Amen. You know what the missionaries say? Amen. That comes from them other countries. Thank God, you don't have hardly nothing. They sit on the ground here, man, preach an hour or two. If they come here, they'd think we're backslid on God. You know why? Because most of us are. Amen. We don't have this commitment that Jesus said. And I said we tonight. But there is a, my friend, ain't got a place with God tonight. In obedience to His will. And knowing that we are not here. Thank God to my friend to pile up possessions. We're not here to make, my friend, this life. Amen. What is all about. He said, don't, hey, God, put your hope in things that perish. He said, money, amen, can ruin you if you fall in love with it. He said, a man can't serve two masters. He'll either serve God or mammon. Hey, God, he said, life don't consist in a bunch of things a man possesseth. He said, praise God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He said, if you're going to go with me, don't take two coats. Amen. Take one. If a man needs one, give it to him. Don't get tied to this world. Don't love the world and the things they're in. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's the closest place that a man can get to us in the will of God, doing what God says, and not let nothing get in his way. Doing what the Holy Ghost tells him. If he can get there tonight, thank God, he'll be in the best place that God would want him to be. Amen. That's right. A lot of things hinder us. I'm more hindered by myself than anybody or anything in this world. Amen. I run good after I got saved. I mean, on fire for God. Thank God, zealous under good works. And God called me to preach, run well, face some opposition. But God's faithful in bringing me through. But brethren, when I got a little older, I started feeling that flesh. Amen. Resist on God. And when it does, you'll have to make a decision. Amen. You'll either go with God or go with self. Amen. You'll go with God or you'll go with what your wants are. And God's concerned about our wants. God's concerned about our needs. But God, my friend, don't want us to let them things rule us. Amen. What do you think Romans 6 is dealing with? Yield yourselves and members unto God and to righteousness and not unto the flesh, which we had in time being. We live that according to the flesh and the desires of the flesh and of the mind and work by nature of children wrath even as others. Thank God that was our past life. That's why he said, as such were some of you, not are some of you, because we have been delivered from this present evil world. Amen. To do God's will. And buddy, tonight, thank God, somebody said, preacher, can you be hyper? Oh yeah, you can be. But I don't think you can be hyper in loving him.
him. I don't think you'll be happier, thank God, in giving out the gospel. Thank God, I don't think you'll be happier, thank God, in giving yourself to the very gospel's sake. Paul said, them things move me. Amen. It don't matter what they're saying. It don't matter, my friend, what everybody else is doing. I got a will for my life from God. That's why he said, I finished my course. I've kept the faith. I'm telling you, I thank God. He just wants to get in a little stronger in you. Thank God, a little deeper in you. Don't resist him. Thank God, you got to have to make a decision. I'm going to have to. Amen. As we walk with God, how far we got to go with him tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. Boys, when I played ball, and I know it's a carnal illustration, I wanted to be in the game. I really did. I didn't want to be on the sideline. It wasn't just enough to get a uniform. It was when I was in Little League. I mean, I was glad the first time to get a little uniform. Amen. Played ball a little bit. But I'll tell you, the older I got, the more I got involved in the athletics, I wanted to be out there playing. It wasn't a matter what kind of uniform I had. Thank God, as long as I could play. Because there was something that motivated me. Thank God, toward obtaining and competition. And I'm not in competition with nobody tonight. But Paul did say, all run, but only one receives the prize. And he did say, run that you may obtain. And he did say, give all you got, give all your best, and do all you can. And God, what did he say about the woman that anointed Jesus Christ? He said she done what she could. And that would be a memorial to her forever, the time the gospel will be preached throughout the world. Then this woman brought an alabaster box of ointment that was very costly, anointed the head of Christ. Amen. And brother, in the Bible said, Jesus said, she done what she could. I tell you, that's a good testimony. Doing what you can and what I can. And I'm telling you tonight, dear friend, amen, Jesus Christ is number one. Amen. He ain't second. He ain't third. Thank God, he's number one. If he's not number one, then you missed the boat. Amen. Because there's no other way to get to the Father but by the Son. And brother, tonight, it don't matter what you're doing and what I'm doing. If it's not because of him, we miss it, brethren. Because everything's about him. Everything's for him. And by through him we live tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. How far are we going to go with him? He said, well, sir, now, Jesus didn't say like we'd say, oh, I want to follow God. He didn't say, well, ain't that a blessing? He said, well, I won't tell you before you get in here with me. Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. Amen. He said, this ain't a comparable mission. Can I say this? Now, I'm blessed to God. God does care about my carnal needs. God's blessed me with health, strength, give me a good wife, children, grandchildren, a place to live, cars to drive. That's a blessing to God. I'm blessed. I really am blessed. I just don't want to take the blessing and turn it into a cursing. I mean, I want the blessing to be received with thanksgiving. And enjoy the blessings that God give me. I have no guilt toward that. Thank God, I have no guilt toward God's blessings on my life. That's just the good things of God, the blessings of God, and that does glorify God and what He does for me. Amen. That's right, isn't it? I mean, God's blessed you tonight. But what I want to say this tonight, and I am a pastor in the church, and I appreciate everything this church does for me. I won't tell you that. I sure thank you for that. Amen. But I don't want to be in the ministry for that. I want to be in the ministry because of Christ and because of the call of God. Amen. That's not my purpose of pastoring the church. Amen. That brethren, that I get a paycheck. Oh, God forbid. Paul said I'd do it. He said, I appreciate the Philippian church. God said into my necessity. What's it again? Amen. And Paul said, because of that, God will supply your need and it'll abound through to your account. And Paul could have took money from them. God, because he said, amen, them that preach the gospel, live of the gospel, and don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. But brother, the ox subject of money wasn't the reason that he went forward. It wasn't the reason of the gospel. Amen, brother. We live in a day now these money begging preachers ain't got through the television and wherever else they are, and building mansions and long millionaires. God don't live like that to a man. Amen. If he blessed me with a million, he knows he could trust me with a million. But I couldn't even trust myself tonight with a million. Because I'd go somewhere and probably spend it. Amen. Thank God, a man that's trusted with a lot of money because God let him be entrusted with it. Amen. Because, friend, he can be a blessing. Amen. That's right. Amen. Listen to me. The reason God gives is because God's a giver. God's a giver. God give me, thank God, breath today. God give me health today. God shine the sun on me today. Amen. God brought rain down. Amen. That's right. He's been giving a good piece of it too. But thank God for it. It's just the goodness of God. God let me get in the car, drive to the house of God with air conditioning on. Praise God. God let me come in air conditioned church. God let me see you tonight. And I don't take that for granted. God's good. I could be blind tonight. Not be able to see. Thank God for Brother Danny. God help him with his eye. Amen. That he can see out of one eye. And I've done this before. I thought about you, brother, when I prayed for you. And I thought about closing one eye and walking around. I've done that for a while. Just so I can get a mindset of what he goes through day by day. With just one eye, this man can see in. Amen. But Brother Danny, thank God tonight it's not about the eye as much as it is the heart. And God has given eyes you can read. You can see, but thank God it's about the gospel tonight. It's about God. Fanny Crosby wrote some of the best songs we sing in a church hymn. No, amen, but was blind as a young girl because the doctor didn't know what he was doing. Amen, and she become blind. Amen, but one day, thank God, through the preached word of God, the Holy Ghost opened her eyes and birthed her in the family of God. And she wrote the great song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory to God. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you tonight, amen, Jesus said, it'd be better to go through life, amen, without a hand than have it go to hell, because he knew the value, thank God, of the spiritual life of man, and that's why he said, thank God, if you're going to follow me, get all the way in, amen. That's right. Don't know how far I'm in. I'm in. Got in through salvation. I'm in there. You're never getting that bad. But I'm not when it comes down to really giving my life to the gospel. How far in are you, brother? Now, I won't tell you this. I'm just telling you personal stuff. I think I could be further than I am. I really believe I could be further than I am. I really believe that. I believe one time God was pushing me hard to get where I needed to be. And fleshly pleasures is the biggest warfare on my flesh. And I pulled back some because I knew, listen to me tonight, and you know too, when it comes down to it, and you say, I'm giving everything up for God, it's going to be a lonely life. Jesus lived a lonely life. He really did. Amongst men. But not with the Father. And that's the greatest fellowship you'll ever have and I'll ever have is knit and close to the Father through Christ. And just according to how much you'll get into it. Amen. We've all had blessings on our life. And sometimes, I'll just say me, I get lazy. I don't do all I can. And I need to give my heart more to Him. I mean, really. Now, I want to tell you this, and I'm through. I think one of the things of this church, boy, God's been so good to us. I mean, He's been so good to us. I mean, brethren, I'm telling you what, there ain't enough money in this world to pay for the preaching that we've had in this church, especially over that meeting we just had. From Sunday morning to Wednesday night, say amen. There ain't enough money for it. And God's blessed this church. God's used this church to be a ground of liberty and blessing for revivals. And that's the goodness of God. But I just believe that we can go on further when we decide in our own heart. When we decide in our own heart, we're going to go further with God. I really believe the prayer room has been a great blessing. I want to encourage you men to come to the prayer room. I mean, that's really, this thing's kicked off. I mean, in church services and in the meeting, and people back there praying, seeking God, and calling on God. There's something about it. Something about it. I wouldn't be against the women praying. If they find them a good room to pray in, and just go pray, don't get back there and talk, you know. Just get in there and say, we're going to pray now. Pray for the service. If you got a prayer request, just mention it and do it. But I tell you what, we can go further than what we got. And God's going to take us further, but it's going to take us some sacrifice. It's going to take some praise God, getting in there and serving. Amen. And doing what God says. We got, you know what? He said, I present you therefore, brethren, present your body, a living sacrifice. Your body. What is this? Is the body. It's temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, foxes have holes, birds have nests. I don't know where to lay my head. I know what he said. He said, the man said, I'm going to go back. He said, let the dead bury their dead. That's the spiritual application of that. There's people that can take care of that. You've got to preach the gospel. Amen. Yeah. Then he said this. He said, I'm going to go home first. He said, thank God a man hadn't put his hand to the plow and looks back, it's not fit for the kingdom. Look at me tonight. I want to tell you something. Tell you about me. I've always been the type of guy to do enough. What you mean, preacher? Unless I love it, I just do enough. I never loved school. I never did. I think you ought to, Trevor Jenkins. Somebody said, I don't know why my boy don't love school. I said, well, he just ain't in love with it. But if you love a subject, you know, Brother Keith loved math. Good in math. I always loved physical education. I give myself to that now. Physical education. P.E. I took P.E. I always made 100 in P.E. I never made nothing less than 100 in P.E. I love basketball. I love it. I used to love to play. I'd come home, I'd play to it. 10 o'clock at night. I played so much basketball in my before my senior year at East Troy, that my legs got shin splints and I couldn't even play in the first 5 games. I had to walk on crutches. Well, I loved it. I didn't love hockey. I never played it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that in life, I've done enough. If you don't love something, that's all you'll do. I didn't like chemistry. I made a 70 in chemistry. Now that'd be better grade than what it is then. I didn't like algebra. Oh, I thought, why did I take all them subjects for? Why did I take general math? But what I'm saying is, what you love is what you do. What you love, what you'll go for, what you love is extreme. What you love, hey God, if you love God, you're going to go for Him. Right. You don't have to have the preacher. I think you need to be pushed a little once in a while, but you won't have to have me to push you. If you love God, you'll be here. You want Him. Right. If you don't, you won't. And that's the way it is. There's a lot of things in life. Probably 3 words could testify my life. Scripture and the Savior, that's one. Spouse and the siblings, that's two. And God help, I hate to say this one. This is the carnal one. Sports. And I ain't even into it like I used to be. That's probably about 3 things right there that dictate most of my life. And when you say the Savior and you're talking about the Scripture, I'm talking about out preaching, doing the gospel work. I'm talking about everything that covers God. Then ain't number one in my life. Son, I ain't right with God. Of course, within all that, I mean, you talk about your spouse and your family. There's got to come work within that, because a man works and people work for monetary needs and gains and things like that. Pleasure. Wonder why God said lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. The last day they'll love pleasure more than will God. Amen. That's right. People love it. Amen. Jesus said, well, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to follow me, son. You ain't having nowhere to lay your head sometime. Well, it's a little cool in here today. It sure was hot. Well, I guess you could be sitting out in 100 degree weather. We would have about 20 sitting on benches like you did out there in the dugouts. You know, when I was a kid, I never cared how hot it was. I wanted to play ball. I remember when I started coaching, them boys said, when can I get a drink of water? You really don't know how I acted toward that. I drank a water. I mean, a drink of water. You want a drink of water? Is that right? You really? I mean, are you kidding me? When can I get a drink? Buddy, praise God, we're in a war. We're in a battle. This thing ain't easy. Hey, God never said it'd be easy. Hey, God, He said war, good warfare. Boys, I'm telling you right here, y'all three right here, you ought to get enough guts in you and backbone in you, praise God, to say, I'm going to stick with it. Well, I really don't feel good. Who wants to line up and get a rear kicking? Well, putting your hand to the plow, the work of God. Well, I didn't know it was going to be like this. People lie to people and say, well, the Christian life is an easy life. I'm going to tell you one thing. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. But I'm telling you one thing. You get in this thing, bud, you might as well put the boxing gloves on. Paul said he wasn't one that beat the air. You know, shadow boxing, you know. So, son, I'm going to hit him something, praise God. I know if I hit something, it's going to hit back. That's right, isn't it? I know the race is a run, it's a marathon. It ain't a 100-yard dash. Everything involved in the gospel's sake. Hey, God, it's work. Hey, amen, it's labor. Hey, amen, it's not my friend going down and somebody, thank God, taking you a puppet show and giving you a cookie. Hey, amen, or going through some entertainment at church. That makes God sick.
Yeah.
I think kids ought to be kids. I think little children ought to let them be little children. But I think they need to be taught by example. Let me give you this and I'm through. Children don't think as much as they look.
Right.
I can tell him to do something, he'd probably forget it by the time he got home. But if he sees me doing it, he won't. They're imitators. They're followers. Ain't that right? Buddy, I'm telling you one thing, son. You won't get in this thing with God. Amen. And you better realize there's a cost. We could take time out right now and we could go through these rows. And they'd be unbelievable, all the stuff people's been through in this Christian life. What they've had to face. Thank God brought them through. And made them better people for God. Amen. You know, you encouraged me. Brother Redmond stood up here this morning. Talked about today's Daniel's birthday. Me 27 years old. You think I don't miss him? I miss him. Especially when camp time comes around. But I'll tell you what.
A man that's been through hardship knows how to pray because he knows that's the only avenue he has to make it. It's through God, prayer. And I'll tell you, there's been a lot of people, and I hate to say it, but throw the towel in because it got a little rough. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just straight up honest with you. If it was not for the grace of God tonight, and I ain't putting no boasting in me whatsoever, if it wasn't for the grace of God in my life, I wouldn't be here tonight. And you probably wouldn't be where you sit. It's a cost to pay. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm finished, I promise you, it's worth it. It's worth it. That little old girl you holding, it's worth it. I'll say it's worth it. It's worth it, Tasha. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. To look at where God's brought you from and what He's done for you and to hold that little old girl in this church tonight. I just want to tell you, it's worth it. And you are more encouragement to me seeing you do that. Amen. That somebody's got it made in the shade. Don't give God no thanks at all. That's right. It's worth it. It'll be worth it all when you see the Lord, and there'll be fruit from it in time. Amen. Let's stand tonight.